The Soul's Claim, Choose It or Lose It. I was guided to a general interest in psychology and then by divine grace to C.G. Jung's work through my father's disease, alcoholism. When I was 16, I could not understand how my father, drunk on a Saturday night and in a full-blown rage, could begin shouting as I came home after a 12-hour shift at the supermarket, quote, "You are useless, no good, a waste." How could I be useless? I had paid for my own tuition at a private high school, bought my own cars as soon as I could drive, and provided my father with weekly bus fare with my earnings. What else could I possibly do to win his approval? I did not know at the time what projection was or what demons roiled just below the surface of respectability, ready to uncoil each weekend in a drunken rage. So I began to search for answers. Beginning at a community college in downtown Cleveland, Ohio, I enrolled in as many psychology courses as I could fit into my full schedule. This was my tentative initiation into the study of soul and the unconscious, as well as my own initial departure from the house of the illness.